You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Kyle and Charlie Show, and we are your hosts, Charlie Harper and...
Kyle Flatko.
All right.
Wait, is it the Charlie and Kyle Show or the...
It's the Kyle and Charlie Show. Did I say it backwards?
I don't know which one's right, honestly.
Oh, no.
One is right. You can look on there. It's on the computer right there.
All right, yeah. It is. It is the Kyle and Charlie Show. I'm, in fact, blind.
I'm first.
He is first. He's first in all of our hearts. Now, obviously, we've never really done this before, so...
We have no plan.
Yeah, we really don't. We're just going to start out with what every person has started out with whenever you meet someone, and that's icebreakers.
Everyone's favorite.
Everyone's favorite task. So right now, we're just... Since we're not scripted at all...
I wasn't informed of this, Charlie.
All right, since we've never planned this out before.
I reserve the right to just deny to answer the questions if you're going to ask me something.
All right. So I just pulled up top 10 fun icebreaker games for any work event.
All right, let's read them out.
All right, so here. All right, we're going to do number one. All right. 10 things in common. What are 10 things we have in common, Kyle?
10 things we have in common?
Yeah.
We are on the Kyle and Charlie Show.
That's one. Okay, that's one. Okay. All right, we are both sophomores at Lafayette College.
All right, that's two.
That's two. All right. We're on a roll. All right.
All right, I need to take a break.
Dude, I'm done. I'm
Or no, I'll go back into it.
All right. Okay. Three. We both met in Marquee Players.
That's true.
That's a fun one.
That's a good. Wait, no. Can we advertise or not?
Well, we can say that we met in Marquee Players.
But we can't say that Marquee Players is a good organization. Is that allowed?
No, we are not allowed to say that Marquee Players is by far the superior organization.
We are overseen by the Big Brother FCC rules that it will smite us down if we do anything bad on the radio.
Yes.
We will incur a $10,000 fine for this radio station.
It's a hefty price to pay for two goobers that are just in here just talking.
We're just trying to make a living.
Yeah, we're just trying to... We don't get paid. This is a non-profit radio station. And you'll learn what we need to do because we are a non-profit radio station afterwards.
Our souls get paid.
we lose our souls to the president herself. Not really. No, she's a nice lady.
Cut that. No, don't actually.
All right. But yes, in case any one of us screw up in any way, shape, or form, we can delete this. I guess that's another one that we can count on things in common if we both screw up. If either of us screw up, we can immediately delete the past.
Does that really count?
I'm counting it. All right, number five.
Never mind. I changed my mind. That's not true.
Well, I can say that we both thoroughly enjoy chimpanzee noises.
Yeah, this is very important, guys. All right. Just give this one a listen.
This is a very, very important noise that all of you must hear.
Wait, is it?
It's not playing. I don't think it's
all
playing.
All right, guys, we're experiencing technical difficulties. That's another one. We're experiencing technical difficulties at the same time.
I think I did it. Yeah, it's coming through.
Guys?
All right. We both thoroughly enjoy this noise. To the very far extreme.
Is it? I don't think.
It was playing. We just couldn't hear it.
Oh, we can't hear it.
Yeah, we thoroughly enjoy the noise, so we want you all to experience angry chimpanzee sounds.
He hasn't actually shown me this video. I don't know what it sounds like.
It's a fun video.
It's funny, Charlie.
What's unfortunate for viewers, listeners at home, this isn't. Unfortunately, we do not have a camera in the booth, so you can't see us just awkwardly sitting around like a bunch of goons.
Yeah, I feel like our placement's kind of awkward too. We're like over a table. His mic is facing this way. My mic is facing that way. You can't see that because there's no camera.
Right now, we are the physical embodiment of you versus the guy she tells you not to worry about. It is
star-crossed lovers.
It's superior. It is.
Are we allowed to say lovers?
I think that's fine.
Well, the FCC. All right, I won't say their name anymore. It's like Voldemort. You can't say it.
Ajit Pai will come down and smite us. Wait, what actually happened to that guy?
I don't know.
Heard that he ended up getting Hold on, I'm actually gonna look this up now. Didn't he get busted for corruption or something? I'm not sure.
I mean,
this is probably just me spitting garbage, but Yeah, we're just gonna look up with our trusty website Bing News.
Yeah, Bing News.
Yeah, we
can't. Oh, I was gonna make up an ad for it, but I can't.
No, we can't. I just use Bing just because like it's the default. It's the default, and I haven't been bothered to switch.
Bing it. I can't. To copyright of Bing.
Sir, look up Ajit Pai on whatever search engine you choose to use. No, he seems like he's still in business.
I think it's funny that Bing tried to make Bing it a phrase that entered people's vocabularies because it never did.
Oh, I remember when I was really young, we went to go see WALL-E with my family.
Yeah.
And you know how they play like corporate trailers before they play the actual movie trailers? They played an ad for Bing. All right. And what they did is they went on the streets and they were like, all right, test out our search engine and compare speeds. And people were like, oh, it's like one of those ads that like Drink A is going to go undercover in public and compare itself to Drink B. And it's like, wow, is this really Lysol dish detergent?
Can't say that.
Lysol, no. Is this really dish detergent brand A? And it's like, no, it's actually dish detergent brand B. The better drink for all of us. Please do not drink dish detergent. I will warn you that it doesn't taste good and it dissolves in your mouth. And it's like M&M's, but instead of melting in your mouth, it melts your mouth.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good.
Don't do it.
But anyways, they searched it and they always had these people like, go at the end, they're like, what's your favorite search engine? And then all of them go Bing at the end. And there's one lady that went Bing, like Bing. a really high-pitched bell. Bing. It was honestly...
All right.
It was a good time.
And how many people use Bing besides you?
You know, I've met one other person that uses Bing.
Really?
And I think that's my dad. And technically too, because you count my parents.
Would you say it's genetic then?
It's genetic. Dude, my children, my grandchildren are going to be using Bing.
It's a family tradition. But no, that means it's not
genetic. Wait, is it? No, the real question is, what is the like dude that like bred beans or whatever it was in like...
Mendel.
All right, is it like a recessive... Or like dominant gene.
That's a great question. I don't think most genes are. Well, people are pretty complicated, and I'm pretty sure most genes aren't.
I feel let's completely all right, let's,
one or the other, but
let's dumb this down then. Let's because obviously
we're not pea plants.
Yeah, I got a C plus. Did I get a C? I think I got a C in biology. So we're gonna play
college
this
biology or high school
college biology.
I never took college biology. I just remembered.
It was an interesting time, especially since I'm not a bio major or minor. I just took it.
For the requirement, or?
I took it for the requirement at first, and then I took geology the next year, and now I'm taking computer gaming, so.
Computer gaming?
Yeah, we gotta talk about computer gaming. I love that class.
Okay, we will, but we gotta talk about the hereditary nature of
being
usage.
No, okay, so I guess we'll have to test by, like... I don't know. This is gonna be a test in the long run, dude. Because I gotta have like.
You've gotta have a lot of kids.
All right. You also have to have kids too, because you're gonna be our neutral. Because you do not use. Can you confirm that you do not use Bing search engine?
I don't think. Maybe long, long ago I used Bing, but I've.
All right, but it is not. It is not your default browser.
Yeah.
All right, so.
We can actually look up statistics, maybe, of like how many... Can we try to find how many people use Bing?
All right, I guess we'll have to use an unbiased search engine that isn't, like, Google or Yahoo or whatever.
You know what, should I read a PSA while you research that? Can we get a minute?
All right, okay, so, since we are a non-profit, non-profit radio show, we do have to do... is it 3 PSAs or, like, 3 minutes of PSAs? I think it's, like, 3 PSAs.
I think it's 3 minutes of PSAs.
All right, anyways, we have to do a multiple of 3 PSAs, either minutes or quantity, whatever it is. Kyle is going to read it in his beautiful baritone voice.
Wait, or should we put in the...
Okay.
Should we save that? Or
I think we're going to save our ace in the hole for later.
We have some good CD PSAs that we're going to bring out when it gets really punchy.
Some really popular ones. All right, but while I'm looking up unbiased statistics on search engines... But
Charlie, which one should I read? I can't figure out which one I want to read.
Hmm.
Federal Bank, Thrift, and Credit Union. public service announcements, contact your lender. Does that one sound interesting?
That sounds interesting. Buy and sell. I'm an econ major. I definitely confirm buy and sell.
Are you a hurricane survivor?
I lived in Florida, so sure. And I did get hit by a hurricane one time.
You're a hurricane survivor, and you wouldn't appreciate this PSA. If you're a hurricane survivor, you've been through some tough times rebuilding your... Wait, no, that's a period. It's very hard to read it. Rebuilding your life won't be easy. Now it's time to start your financial recovery. The first step is to contact your lender. Depending on your situation, lenders may agree to restructure the terms of your debt or defer payments of principal or interest. Those are econ words for you, Charlie.
All right.
Whether you have a mortgage, a personal or business loan, or a credit card debt, your lender may be able to help. Federal and state regulators of banks, credit unions, and thrifts continue to encourage lenders to work with customers affected by the devastating storms. Devastating storms, like hurricanes, you know?
Yeah.
They're pretty devastating. If you need help contacting your lender, call 877-275-3342. You survived the storm. Now start your financial recovery by contacting your lender today. This message is brought by you by the Federal Bank, Thrift, and Credit Union regulatory agencies. Wow. You guys get that?
I think that was really topical, actually.
Yeah, because we all...
I mean, Dorian just kind of came through, so...
Yeah, that is true.
That's pretty topical. So
pretty topical.
It's... I guess, I don't know, perfect in, like, unfortunate timing.
All right, so that's one. We got one down.
All right, we got one down. We got a couple more to do, but we'll do those sporadically.
We'll save our ace for
the last. Our ace in the hole will be our finale.
We can't show all of our cards now.
Dude, we got to whip out the Blue Eyes White Dragons.
Oh.
All right, so yeah, we need to go. We got so sidetracked from our 10 fun icebreakers. I guess, I don't know. So what was number 5?
That we both were experiencing technical difficulties in studio, I think.
All right, okay.
I don't know what it was, but I think that's what it was.
Okay, and I'm now pulling up our amazing statistics of search terms. So, unfortunately, this is according to Google Trends, which is technically biased, but we're going to go with
it. You're right, it actually is.
Yeah.
That's not valid.
Because it is currently the easiest way I can just quickly whip up some statistics. I mean, right now. I can use other services, and I'm not sponsored by Google Trends or in any way, shape,
no,
or form.
No, we are not associated with Google Trends.
No, we are not associated with Google Trends. All right, but according to this graph, Bing isn't doing too hot.
Oh, let's see. Let's take a look. I wish we could,
It's yeah, not
Bing,
a...
Bing is not
it's
doing
not,
too great, honestly.
I mean, according to the trends. I would say...
I don't understand. I don't know what this means. What is it? What is it? Interest over...
What are these lines? The numbers mean. What do they mean?
What is the scale of this graph?
All right, so
interest
this is...
Interest over time in terms of 100. Is that like...
This is interest over time.
Is this
I think,
percentage of searches? Because
I think this is
that.
Just like... I don't know. Percentage? Maybe?
No, it says interest over time. What does that mean?
I don't know what the number 83 means in terms of interest over time, but...
But Bing is at the bottom, and it's Bing, just a flat Bing, line across, like, zero or something.
Bing is currently floating around 2.
Yeah, 2. It just kind of stays there. It's a little bit up and down, but it's on 2 pretty consistently.
It is, unfortunately, has the same heart rate as a rock. And I can tell. I've tried to give CPR to a rock.
Was that in bio class?
No, it was in geology.
Oh, okay.
No. That was when I was a young, wee lad who had no idea what was going on.
Did you once believe that rocks were living?
I mean, I had like 2 pet rocks, and I named them, I think. I don't remember what their names were because, again, I was like 3 or 4. But I think one day I dropped one of my pet rocks, and it shattered. Like...
What kind of rock was it?
I have no idea.
Breaks,
I mean,
like shale.
It was
a pet piece of shale.
It was probably some like weak rock, like shale or something. But I dropped it and it like split in two, and just I was traumatized. I was doing everything I could.
But now you have 2 pet rocks.
I did have 2 pet rocks, but they were like halves of a whole. And as a child,
mitosis.
I asexual reproduction.
Oh, we can't say that word. No, you can. Charlie, don't cut it. We're fine.
All right, okay. All right, that one counts. That one's biology. All right. But little old Charlie did not understand that by creating two more by doubling one rock, that I actually instead of having two pet rocks, I had three. I thought I had one living pet rock and one dead pet rock. That was
that's what half. Most people think about it. Yeah. If your dog fell and
if you dropped your dog and it broke split in two,
you'd probably not think you had two,
two more dogs.
Maybe not the best analogy that I'm thinking about.
All right, let's do a fish.
Can we go back to the icebreakers?
Okay. All right, so I guess you definitely have not split a dog in half to try to create two dogs by dropping it on accident.
I cannot confirm nor deny that statement.
You heard it here, folks.
You didn't hear anything. Cut it.
This is on the line. Oh, my goodness. I'm getting a whole bunch of texts from all these listeners telling me to say certain things.
I don't think we should say any of the things that they're saying, but we'll see.
I mean, we could talk. Oh, oopsies, I hit the mic with my chair.
Cut it.
I think we're okay.
All right, so we have a request to talk about Fortnite. I will emphatically deny that request. No.
There was another request that I saw to talk about Minecraft.
We were also told that we were sellouts. I'm not sure why. Okay, I can't say that. Someone told me to talk about something else here. You can read that one, Charlie. Yeah, we can't talk about that. We can talk... I would talk about Minecraft, though it's been a very long time since I've... No, Charlie, what? Was it what I showed?
What you showed me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess we could say that another one of our icebreakers is that we both got interest in the radio show from the man, the myth, the legend himself.
Kevin Milton. Oh, we almost synced that up.
Oh, that was close. It was close.
If it didn't sync up, we can cut it and then sync it up after.
Cut it.
Guys, we have the power of time on our side. We can delete anything that we say that we don't like.
For all you anime fans out there.
No, don't. We're going to talk about Minecraft.
All right. Now we're going to talk about Minecraft. Kevin, we'll talk about your request at a later date. Most likely.
Probably not, actually.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe. We'll flip a coin. It'll be like a Mobius strip.
Yeah, the FCC won't really like.
Especially for some first-timers to be discussing such vital information.
Yeah. We're actually going to have an exposé on the FCC, so...
Yeah, well, we're going to bring it up. This is going to be our centerpiece. This is going to be the center of our logo, Kevin, so do not worry.
We do need, according to the FCC rules, we actually need, what does it say? It needs literary, artistic, political, or scientific value. Our show needs one of those things.
I think our show is artistic and literary.
I don't think it's either of those things, actually.
Aren't you an English major?
No.
Oh, I thought you were an English major. I know you were religious studies. I thought you were a double major.
I am. But not in English.
Oof. Well, there we have it, folks. Another thing that we have in common is that neither of us have a major in English.
All right. I want to talk about Minecraft, actually.
Okay, dude.
I'm curious what you have to say about Minecraft, Charlie.
You want to hear what I have to say?
Yeah, I want to hear what you have to
say. Okay. All right, so Minecraft and I go way back, dude. I think I started playing Minecraft in like sixth grade.
I mean, I think I was about the same.
Yeah. I mean, we're roughly the same age, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 42, so I don't know about you.
I can't expose it on the air.
I am not, in fact, 42, but I will not say my age.
You just lied on the radio. That's not allowed.
On any Delta flight. No, but I actually do not know if saying your age is banned on Delta flights.
Keeping that track of the time.
All right, no, I got the time on my wrist. But no, so I started playing Minecraft, I think, in around sixth grade. I got in the summer, downloaded it on my, like, grandparents' computer, and I loved it, dude. I think I joined this, I forgot what the server was, but it was, like, one of those, like, economy, like,
builders. Yeah, servers. I know what you mean.
Yeah, I was just looking for, like, a casual survivor, like, world.
I understand.
But little old Charlie had no idea what an economy server was.
We're getting feedback, live feedback.
We are getting other feedback to talk about other things.
Can we say this on air, or?
It's in regards to a certain amendment.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we're not talking about that.
Yeah, we're not
speaking of any amendments.
Yeah, we're not discussing that one.
Ideally, no amendments will be discussed on this.
Yeah, well, that would be political.
Is that allowed?
No obscene, indecent.
Oh, yeah, we could have political values.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk about it after.
Wait. We talked about Mendel. We have scientific value.
Oh, we do have scientific value. Ladies and gentlemen, we are, in fact, not just garbage.
This podcast is safe.
We are safe for now. Until the FCC comes down.
That we're fine.
Yeah, we're fine. We're fine. They can't find us. We're locked in a tiny little room. How are they going to get in here? Through the window? The window is broken, you buffoon.
The door doesn't even close, I don't think.
It's okay. We'll go with it. Anyways, so I joined the server. I had no idea what I was doing. I accidentally went to the PvP area with all of my, like, starter stuff. I saw this dude in full diamond, nearly pooped myself. That one's okay.
We can say that, yeah.
Yeah, we can say that. And I immediately disconnected.
And that was it.
So for all of you non-experienced, yeah, that was my first experience. I was terrified.
In a public Minecraft server. Yeah.
And then rejoined the server, and I found out that I was temporarily banned.
For what?
For all of you,
like leaving during combat.
For all of you non-gamers out there, I did something that is purely despicable, known as combat logging, in Minecraft.
It's a capital offense.
Sweden. When I got back on after my, like, 1 hour ban, I was actually, in fact, put into a cage.
Yeah,
the mods put me into a cage, and they all laughed at me. I ended up leaving the server and never turning back. So what about you, Kyle? What is your Minecraft experience?
You know,
your first Minecraft experience.
I can't even remember when I started playing on public servers. I just remember loving survival mode.
Oh, dude, yeah.
And I remember this is like a weird thing I remember about when I got the game, it was, like $30?
Yeah, it's like about $30.
But I decided that my sister and I would go halves on the game. But the thing is, she never once played it. So we went halves on this game, and then she never played it. It was like the greatest con I've ever pulled in my life. The only con I've ever pulled in my life was conning my sister into paying for half of a copy of Minecraft. I think I peaked in fifth grade.
Dude. Oh, okay. I have a fifth grade story about pulling a con.
Oh, no.
All right. So, do you remember Smentals?
Oh, of course.
Like, the little, like, okay, for those of you that didn't experience the glory of Smentals, they were sold as, like, a school... They're often sold as, like, schools... Like, I don't know, fundraisers?
I don't understand what that was. They just have the cart, and then they'd sell...
And then, like, yeah, this whole
monitor... Erasers and pencils, and I don't know... Really, it was... I don't know why that happened.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it allowed me to pull
But everyone
off.
Loved it. That was a very important time for the kids.
It was addicting. It was honestly... It was... Dude... They made, 1 year my school made the mistake of selling the Smentals before class. Oh, no.
No.
No, 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 no. But anyways, so for those of you that don't know what Smentals are, they are these scented pencils stored in a tiny plastic tube. But the pencil's gimmick is that they're 100% recycled newspaper.
Yeah, the newspaper.
Minus the graphite. And like the little eraser and label and whatever. But as you can probably guess from the name, they were scented.
What was your favorite smell?
My favorite.
I don't know if I can remember mine, but I'm trying
to think
what it was.
I think I was a big root beer dude.
I was a root beer guy.
Root beer!
Oh, that's another one of 10 icebergs.
Hey, there we go. That's what, number
is that
seven?
Like eight?
Eight?
Seven?
Seven? Well, how about this? Rock, paper, scissors. How are we going to do rock, paper, scissors? They're not going to know what we threw.
All right, we just say it out loud.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors, rock.
Scissors.
Wait, you said after me and you lost? How?
Okay, so we're on eight or seven.
We'll call it at seven. We're way over how far I thought we were gonna be in this icebreaker, but
wait, and there's like a top 10 icebreakers, right?
Yeah, this is like
Can
a top 10.
We just dash the icebreakers after we finished icebreaker one.
Yeah,
I don't care about icebreakers anymore. Yeah, can we all agree that icebreakers are possibly the worst thing that exists?
I don't know. I mean, like,
I hate them.
I love icebreakers in the sense that like you can always like. Icebreakers give you an excuse to just casually flex. Like,
but why would you do that?
Hi, my name's Charlie. I'm X amount of years old. And then you can do things like, I don't know, like, and I've crawled through the African safari, which is actually true. That's another story.
How do you crawl through a safari's not a place, Charlie.
Well, it's a generic area. Oh, it's an African, like, safari zone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's another story. We still got to talk about my Smental Con days. Yeah,
it's much more important.
Yeah. All right, so. I loved Smentals. Everyone loves Smentals.
Every single person
loves Smentals. Like, if you did not like Smentals, you either, A, had not found the correct scent, and you were stuck with grape Smentals, which literally give you headaches.
No, they're not. They're not good.
No, they're not good. I think, you know how, like, kids, like, sniff markers, and they're like, wow, is this what alcohol feels like?
Yeah.
Grape was significantly worse. Grape, honestly, you opened that, and you felt like you were about to pass out.
Grape Smentals, if you're listening to this...
Grape Smentals were coming for you.
Yeah, wait. Is that, like, inciting violence? Is that
what it's a pencil.
I know, but...
Grape Smental, I'm going to sharpen you.
Okay, yeah.
Until you are no more.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I'm going to use you like satisfied. A normal pencil, and then eventually leave you and forget you in my class.
But I won't smell you.
No, I will in fact hold my breath every time I use the grape Smental. All right, anyways, we all love Smentals. Kyle loves Smentals. I love Smentals. If you don't like Smentals, we've already agreed there's something wrong. So in fifth grade...
There's probably a mental health PSA in here somewhere that I could refer you to.
All right, dig through it.
Let me look through the pile.
For help for people that don't like Smentals. No, but in fifth grade, I just started like getting into like gamer stuff, like Pokemon. Pokemon was big at my school. Like there was always those like three kids that like smuggled their DSs from home and played during the playground, and like all the kids would sit around and watch them play Pokemon. Were you ever into Pokemon? Not really.
No, of course.
Yeah,
I was very into... I own a lot of the cards,
too. Oh, yeah, dude,
but cards? But I never learned how to play the game.
Me, too. Like, okay, that's number eight. Yeah, right, we both had a ton of Pokemon cards and never used them.
I had a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh cards, too, but I actually knew how to play that game because... I guess because the show itself is about playing a card game. But yeah. I never learned how to play the Pokemon card game.
No, the Pokemon card game is... I think there was one time I tried to play by the rules with my sister, because this is when my sister was into the card game as well. My little sister and...
Wait, how many siblings do you have?
I have two younger sisters.
But you have a younger sister, and that's number nine. I have a younger sister, too.
All right, we're at number nine. We're almost done with the icebreakers, boys, and then we're going to end the show. Not really. We still got time. The show
will be over.
The show will be over forever. Ever.
Yo, did that come through, guys? Did you hear that epic echo effect Charlie just did?
Yeah, guys, I do echo sound effects. Yeah, I'm not for hire. We
can't advertise for your echo sound effects, actually. We've been smited by the FCC, so continue about Smentals.
All right,
so we're still on that story, guy.
So in fifth grade, I wanted to get Pokemon Platinum and then, like, a DS. Wait,
that just had to do with Smentals.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to loop that in. However, the catch was I had to pay for it all by myself. As a fifth grader that does not have a source of income...
That's a lot of money.
That's an impossible amount of money. So...
How much were DS games at that time?
DS game, I think, was about, like, $40, $50.
Was it?
I don't remember. I know that's how much, like, Xbox and PS4 and, like... I'm actually curious. I feel like... Well, if I look it up now, it's gonna be, like... I don't know. I feel like they're... But they're definitely more than 20. I feel... Let's go... No,
they were definitely 30 or 40.
Yeah, let's go for,
least,
like...
At least.
Yeah, let's go for, like, 40 bucks.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So, 40 bucks. And then, like, a DS. I'm actually gonna look up the price. Nintendo DS. DS price. Yeah, you could buy... Nowadays, you can buy a Nintendo DS for, like, 50 bucks. Back then, when it was, like, the hot new thing on the market, I think they were, like, 200.
They were pretty expensive.
Yeah, they were like $200, or like near it at least. Maybe more like $150.
I definitely got the mileage out of it when I got it.
Oh, dude, I love my... I didn't get rid of my old DS till like...
I did, and I kind of regret that I don't have it anymore, but...
Yeah, I mean, mine kind of started, like, the screen started turning purple at random times, which is... Oh. So, I ended up getting rid of my...
We're not sponsored by Nintendo, by the way.
No, we're not. I just reminisce on the Nintendo DS. Anyways, so my genius plan to get this glorious Nintendo DS and Pokemon Platinum was to sell Smensals.
Okay.
To my school. Now keep in mind, this is when I moved a lot as a kid, so I was currently living in Johannesburg, South Africa.
All right.
All right. So these kids had never seen Smensals before. I remember in third grade, I had one Smensal. It was stolen. All these kids are like, why is this pencil in a tube? I pulled it out. One of the kids was like, is that, why does it smell like root beer? And I was like, it's my pencil, bro. I ended up losing that pencil 2 days later because some kid stole it.
Hard life that you lead.
Dude, it was really a struggle. No, but so my genius plan is that for Christmas, I put one thing on my Christmas list: buckets of Smensals.
Okay.
I could have put now.
You really could have put
the Platinum on there. I probably could have, and my grandparents could have bought it. My parents were adamant that they would not buy me this game, though.
Why?
They were the whole sort of like, if you buy the game will rot your brain. And I mean, like, yeah sure, but I had a Leapfrog at the time, which isn't really all that baller for fifth graders.
That's low level for a fifth grader.
It's amateur hour over here.
But apparently your Smensals gave you a lot of street credit, I guess.
Dude, it was insane. I was a Smensals kingpin next year. So I came in January, and like any good salesman, I gave out a few samples to, like, you know, test the waters, see how popular the demand was. I gave one or two out to my friends, so I gave about like 5 or 10 Smensals. And oh no, I had started a swarm.
Uh oh.
Once kids started figuring out that I was the Smensals plug, it was game over. I ended up starting to sell them for double price. So instead of selling them for $1, I sold them for $2. And that was really running a racket. And I mean, like, these kids are like, this thing is amazing. So kids bought them by, like, the handfuls. And I had 4 buckets of Smensals. And I was trying to get through. And I realized, eventually, by the time by week 2, I'd gotten rid of, like, 2 buckets already. And
So this is where young Charlie will probably face his dilemma. Will I buy more Smensals and then continue my racket, or will I cash out and then get Pokemon Platinum?
Well, no, what I did is I chose both. I ended up jacking up the prices of my Smensals to $5.
Oh my god.
And I sold all of my Smensals. It got so bad that we had the teacher. Do you guys know the teacher that, like, you have, and then they're the one that's like, the bell doesn't dismiss you, I do. And you end up staying locked in their class for like another minute or two, and everyone's leaving.
I think everyone has had at least 3 of those teachers.
Yeah, everyone's had one. So in fifth grade, I had that one teacher right before break and lunch. She had this giant window on her room in the hallway, so you could see everyone leaving. On this fateful day, This is when I said I was running out of Smensals. I actually still had one bucket left. I just wanted to create a false need for Smensals.
Why?
It was like Smensals insider trading. It was bad.
But how are you as a fifth grader so savvy about
the basic nature of economics?
Yeah, I don't understand. Did we just... Okay.
Oh, sorry, angry boys. I accidentally blasted y'all. Oh, no. It was okay. I just pressed the play button and didn't turn it on.
Yeah, we had our monitors shut off and we were terrified.
Yeah, we were terrified. We were
scrambling around the studio.
Yeah, the Charlie's chair's crying. All over. I'm crying. The records on are all on fire. And not
we cut
actually.
All of that. We cut all that sound so you couldn't hear it.
Yeah, we just deleted time.
And we just lied on the radio. Again.
I don't know if that's allowed. All right, anyways, I'm going to wrap up my story so you can talk. But this day, I'm in math right before break, and I just hear banging on the glass. And I sit, like, almost directly behind the window. I turn around, and there are all these fifth graders with their hands and their faces plastic pressed against the glass, banging on it for an immediate desire for whatever scented newspaper I had for them that day. It got really bad. My teacher stepped outside and started screaming at these kids to go away. She didn't realize day one why they were beating on the glass like animals. But then day two, she realized that they were all looking at me. I ended up having to go to the principal's office, and he basically said, okay, since you're not allowed to sell merchandise that isn't for a school, like, run organization or donation on campus, I had to either A, give the school a cut,
oh,
or B,
the school had to stop
selling the smensals.
That's not that bad. You just cash out.
No, this is when I pulled, like, a Wolf of Wall Street moment and just kept selling them under the radar.
Oh, wow.
You
were subverting my expectations at every turn. Why is young Charlie so wily? I don't understand.
I was an absolute wily goober. But what happened was is that I ended up selling them behind the school gym to fourth and third graders for like $10 a smetzel. And then I ran out. I had like half a bucket left, but they were like all root beer and they're all like my favorite flavors. I was like, you know what?
I'm
out, boys. And I stopped selling them. And I ended up making double the amount I needed for a DS in Pokemon Platinum. So I could have bought two copies of the game and two DSs.
So that's what, like...
That was like...
Almost $300.
Yeah, it was $300 for a fifth grader that had, like, gotten... Who had sold, like, newspaper pencils. How much is a DS? A DS is like...
$200, you said, right?
Yeah. So that's, mean, like, that's like $500. But it was insane. And then I bought the game. I was so happy. I played it through. I chose Turtwig because...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I was a grass type starter, and I loved the giant turtle earth monster, and it was so cool.
Torterra.
Dude, I love Torterra. I had no idea, like, all the complexities you had to do to, like, play with the game or whatever. I just like putting Earthquake and all the damage moves on all of my boys.
No, it's fun. Yeah. I mean... You're a kid.
You're a kid. You're not Pokemon expecting to like use your iframes and like air dodge.
Air dodging in Pokemon,
dude.
Competitive Pokemon, such a weird
dude. It is like honestly, I can't. Everyone plays with like the same team, so it's really just RNG. Like, what do you throw out first?
Yeah.
Like, do you throw out your like ninja grass sword Pokemon or your like flaming cat fire Pokemon?
Hey, it's changed. It's changed because they keep adding more. Yeah. But anyway.
I don't know. I mean...
So we...
Yeah. And then a little bit of an epilogue. 2 months later, because my sisters were both jealous of my newfound wealth and DS, they were both given a DS for their birthday. I was furious.
Moral of the story, never work for anything.
Moral of the story, be a freeloader. Play the market. Play your values. Do insider trading.
Yeah, but...
All right, I don't recommend insider trading.
No, actually, we can't condone that.
Do not insider trade in any way, shape, or form.
No, don't do it.
Please do not commit a crime when selling pencils for a children's handheld console.
And you know what else you shouldn't do? Be depressed. Good segue, guys. When experiencing depression, I couldn't get out of bed or focus. My goals and dreams drifted away. I got my life back through the help of a support group of people who had been there. Been where I was. I can't read today. They helped me see that my life wasn't limited, that I could still achieve my dreams, which was selling Spencils. 50,000 people find compassion and encouragement at their local Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance support group. Visit supporthelps.org, or call 800-8263. It's all the numbers are written out in words, so it's kind of strange to read it. 800-8263-63-2 to learn more. We've been there. We can help.
Can you say that number again for the people in the back?
No.
Okay. All right.
Also, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I think that was... We're about at the halfway point.
This is the Kyle and Charlie Show, for those of you that have forgotten. And we are your hosts, Charlie Harper and...
Oh, Kyle Flatko.
Our one of the boys. All right. Now, Kyle, we are on icebreaker number 8.
No, I thought we were 9.
9. All right, so we got one last thing.
Yeah.
All right. You got it. You're just going to start. I was talking for way too long. This is the Kyle and Charlie Show. You're in the lead.
Well, you had a story, though. You had a good story to tell.
I did have a story. That is true.
That's a very good story.
All right, Kyle, bust out a story. Tell us your childhood.
You can't just say that. You can't just say, bust out a story.
I want you to just write the story right here, right now. Tell us about the time you definitely shook hands with Barack Obama. I'm not sure if that's true or not.
Well, actually, he came to my school.
Okay.
That's not true. I lied in the radio again. Dude, you told me to make up a story.
I mean, you did. You got me for a second. I was about to be like, whoa.
No, that didn't happen. That was a lie.
All right, you know what? Do you want to take some requests?
What are our requests?
All right, we do have...
My lovely listeners.
We do have some... okay. One of our loyal viewers did end up confirming that DS games were, in fact, $20.
What?
Which is crazy cheap.
Especially, that's very cheap.
I mean, like, from a kid that had no income and no sense of money.
Yeah.
That was expensive. Especially,
looking back on it, that's not that expensive.
Yeah.
Especially because Nintendo Switch games right now are...
$60.
$60.
They sell it for, like, AAA console title games. Like, it's insane.
Which is really ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a valid price. We can't say that Nintendo was watching.
Nintendo's always watching. Did you hear that actually... their old, like, CEO for Nintendo of America, Reggie, he's now teaching at a university.
What university?
He got offered a position. Let me pull this up.
Reggie.
Yeah. Reggie Nintendo.
Reggie Fils-Aimé?
Yeah, Fils-Aimé. I think that's it. He's now...
I don't know if that's a pronunciation, but I tried.
Yeah, I think Reggie... I don't remember what where he went to. I think... I want to say it was Cornell. No, it's... he did an address for Ringling College back in May.
We should get him to teach here.
Oh, yeah, he is going back to Cornell. He's going to the business school's leader of residence. He's going to go teach, dude.
We should get him here.
We should. Honestly, that would be kind of cool. That would be kind of baller. Isn't there, like... What's that? Trap House is the, like, game club, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's Trap Floor.
Trap Floor. because you've activated my trap card, Yugi.
They don't play that game. They don't play Yu-Gi-Oh very much at
Trump. Yu-Gi-Oh is a baller game. I still actually, in fact, carry around a Blue Eyes White Dragon in my wallet at all times.
He does. I can verify this is true.
I have pulled it out in many scenarios that I definitely should not have, including games of Uno.
I feel like I would love to talk about Yu-Gi-Oh, but I think we should veer away to more relatable things because we were talking about Pokemon for so long.
Like, do you know what you shouldn't do?
What?
Be depressed.
Hey. That was a great segue.
That was the best segue I've ever heard.
Don't strike me down, FCC.
I'm not, but that was a good segue.
And Charlie, we have the ace in the hole, the third PSA.
We do have the ace in the hole.
Well, that's
going to close us off. That's going to close us off. We're going to bring the house down with that bad boy of a PSA.
You're all going to be clapping. All of our listeners are going to be clapping.
You're going to standing ovation wherever you are. If you're on the floor, in the room. I don't know. Probably not on a plane. Maybe your bed.
No, seriously, we want a standing ovation.
Yeah. The real question... You know what? Hold up. How do we get on Reggie? How do we get on him? We were talking about Nintendo.
Nintendo DS prices, Switch prices.
Oh, no, okay, yeah. We were taking some viewer recommendations or listener recommendations from one of our loyal fans. Ooh, do you remember Bakugan?
Yes.
What was the sigh for?
I don't know. That's another game. I never learned how to play it.
Never?
I didn't understand how it worked. I knew that you rolled them onto the magnetic strips and then they pop open.
Yeah.
I just thought they looked cool.
They did look cool,
dude. They looked really cool.
I had a ton of Bakugan as a kid.
I had quite a lot, too.
And I mean, like, I actually started trying to learn how to play the game and I would play it in what do you call, like, third through fifth grade?
Middle school.
Is that
No, it's elementary.
No,
that's still elementary.
It's still elementary. But, like, or some people call it secondary or whatever. Anyways, third through fifth grade, I actually tried to learn how to game. And it was really hard to, like, roll the little, like, balls.
No, they're very hard to actually get onto the strips.
Yeah,
they aren't very responsive.
Yeah, especially if you're trying to roll it. And they weren't, like, weight calibrated or anything. So if you rolled it one way, oftentimes the magnet would end up on the side. So it would just roll on its side, like, over all of the cards.
What would happen when you did that? Is there something in the game where if you miss the card, you just go again?
Yeah, it's like originally what happens was is that you each take turns trying to roll your thing on the cards. So if you miss, nothing really happens. It's just the next person's turn.
For context, for those of you who don't know what Bakugan were, there were these little, plastic and metal balls that had a magnetic
Like a magnetic like switch in there.
They're activated by magnets, and if you rolled it over a card with the cards were very heavy.
Yeah, actually. The cards had like the metal
magnetized metal in it, and then you roll it over the magnetic strip, and then it'd pop open, and they'd be like a little dragon.
Yeah, it'd be like a dragon or a squid or a tiger or something like that.
But they're like robotic.
Yeah, they're like monster. Like,
and they're really not that detailed, so.
No. The TV show made them like really. They made them look really cool.
Well, no, they summon like an actual dragon.
Yeah, or like the Hydra from like Greek mythology or something like that. Yeah,
something really cool.
It was some wacky stuff, but then you got the little piece of plastic, like, oh,
it's. And then it opens up and goes poof, and then
That was the whole gimmick, but that like blew our minds as like little kids. But I don't know, but it was really hard to get those things on.
No, they miss every time. I couldn't do it. I just liked having them.
Yeah, they were.
It was a complete waste of money. I just had them.
Yeah, I would more like imaginary play with like my little magnets. Like, yeah, my little things. I think one of my dogs actually chewed up one of my Bakugan. Luckily, it didn't swallow it, because if the Bakugan was swallowed.
No, yeah, that would.
Remember when? What was that? It was like 2005 or whatever, when kids were like, those like little magnet, like.
The balls?
Yeah, like the little magnetic Lego things. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and like kids would swallow them, then like the magnets would connect through their stomach and like rip through their intestines or something like that. Some like wacky, dangerous stuff like that.
Should we talk about some things that are topical on campus?
Oh, we totally could. All right.
A lot of people I know are getting sick.
Yeah, honestly, it
seems to be spreading, which is a shame. I got sick. I'm kind of sick right now.
I had like one day where like, if you would like drawn a line down my face and I covered up half of it, it looked like I was dying on one half and like perfectly fine on the other.
Like Two-Face.
Yeah, basically. I was Two-Face, except if Two-Face had allergies instead of, you know, the whole acid burning thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, I don't know, like norovirus, for those of you that are in fact not on campus currently or were not on campus last year, norovirus was bad. Real bad. It ended up like, I mean, I don't know if it's like awful, like the bubonic plague or something like that, but.
No, I don't think it's bubonic plague tier, but.
It shut down, like, a lot of the dining halls are like, you had to get served like a cafeteria. I paid good college tuition money not to be able to serve myself my own food. Thank you very much.
They're repressing us.
They're repressing us. We need to rise up against upper.
No.
No,
that's actually not something we probably shouldn't say.
No, do not do that.
No, we don't. We're not condoning a revolution. What? No, we're good. We're fine. All right,
okay.
The FCC won't hear it.
All right. We are not condoning.
We're playing dangerous.
Yeah.
We live on the edge.
We live on the edge. We're hardcore gamers. If I'm lucky, I might get away with saying urination.
All right, so diseases.
Diseases. Dude, what's your favorite disease?
I don't think I have a favorite. There's so many good diseases.
What's your favorite one, like, on a low-key day? You're like, man, I really wish I just had...
Norovirus.
Blank. Norovirus, really?
Yeah, actually. I'm really a fan.
Did you have it?
I don't think so.
you're just, like, watching people snap in the norovirus.
I did get pretty sick last semester, but it wasn't anything terrible.
Yeah, I got sick like really bad in like September last year. I ended up like pushing back one of my midterms because of it or something.
Ooh.
Like I didn't eat for like 20 hours or whatnot. It was like, it was bad, but then I like woke up from like a 2-day nap or whatever.
2-day nap.
Like it was like I slept for like a day and then I was just basically a zombie for the next day. And then, like, I woke up on the and on the third day, I woke up completely fine.
Wow.
Wow. This really says a lot about our society.
This might deserve a standing ovation from our audience, actually.
We are the audience.
Yeah.
We are supporting.
I mean,
ourselves.
That's really true, though. We're not doing this show for other people. We're doing it for us. We just want to say dumb stuff
on live airways. On public airways. So. for any of those that I told to listen to the show, if you are all still listening, I thank you deeply for listening. Kyle thanks you as well.
I do thank you.
It's honestly, it's a glorious time, but we do have one more icebreaker.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, I think we do.
We still didn't come up with one?
We need to, I think we started talking
about...
Well,
we could just say we both play Bakugo.
Yeah, okay, that's 10. Cheating. All right. It's cheating. You know what? Let's do a quirky one. Absolutely wacky thing.
Epic, quirky icebreakers? See,
let's... You know those, like, kids in the icebreakers that are like, oh, I can eat 2 plates of mac and cheese in less than 30 seconds as, like, their icebreaker to be, like, wacky or cool and, like, flex?
Yeah.
Let's do one of those.
Can we find something that we both...
Like, that is, like, just so absurd.
Yeah, something really absurd.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you want to play 2 Truths and a Lie?
No. I think that's for the best that we don't do that.
All right, that'll be a later date for a podcast. No, okay. All right. I'm Charlie. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. And I...
You know, we could just go with Bakugo.
Yeah, I think we're going to go with Bakugo. All
right, yeah, we'll scrap this idea. All
right.
No quirky that.
No quirky, and we are not...
We are condoning no creativity.
Yeah, no, we are...
Is that on the list?
I would say...
No, it doesn't say creativity.
Other characteristics. That's so vague.
Yeah, the SEC has really good rules.
Yeah. Honestly, the rules sum down to... We can smite you for anything, whenever you want. Also, don't curse.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one thing they're, like, very clear about. Everything else is kind of, like, broad brush. Like, don't be like, offensive or obscene or whatnot.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. Whatever that means. So, you know what I think is definitely not offensive or obscene?
What is that, Charlie?
All right, you guys are hearing me laugh, but I think we all truly deserve to be able to experience this glorious, glorious moment. That is more monkey calls.
Yeah, these are very important to our show.
Did this slow down?
What do you mean slow down?
It slows down. Dude, that's so good.
You can play it at 2x speed.
Why is it not coming through these monitors? I want to hear it loud and proud.
Yeah, we can't really hear the monkey sounds, which is pretty unfortunate. You guys can hear them perfectly, I hope.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love for really you all hope. To truly hear these Simangs howling. And now we are going to bring this down. For you guys came here for more than just Simangs howling in Ultra HD 4K. Whatever FYV is.
What's our time looking like, Charlie?
Our time... Well, we still have about 5 minutes, so do you think...
5 minutes? You kidding me?
Yeah, we got... We're almost 5 done. Minutes.
Okay, so I think it's time to bring out our ace.
I think it's time we bring out our ace in the hole.
So, like I said, 3 PSAs. We have to have 3 different PSAs. We have a very important PSA to give you guys. This is, we're bringing out the vault, and we're pulling out our greatest CD for the greatest PSA of all time.
Question is, can I find the PSA?
You'll see what it is. You'll figure it out, Charlie.
I hopefully will, because as
it has it on the...
Unless Peter...
It's on the CD. Unless he... If he removed it, I'm not
gonna... I think I made a passing joke to one of the people that is in charge of this little booth here that I was only going to play this PSA 3 times for, like, the ending of our show. I think they might have confiscated
it. Well, we can probably find the YouTube clip of it and then just play it through there. I think that'll count.
I don't know.
That's the audio. If the audio of the PSA.
Yeah, fair enough. Where is it? Dang it. They actually did remove it. They did take it, but we did find a different
PSA. All right, PSA. Charlie, pull it up on YouTube.
All right. We're pulling it up
on YouTube. Make sure the ad... Make sure it's muted until we have...
Yeah.
Make sure there's no ads, but just look up... You know what it is.
Yeah.
It's food safety.
All right. Is it this one? I think it is this one.
I think that's it. All right.
All right.
Prepare yourselves.
Ladies and gentlemen, our final PSA of the evening.
It's art.
Pure beauty.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you, bacteria can hide...
I'd like to hear it, actually, Charlie, in case you can figure out how to do that.
But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with 4 simple steps. Clean.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
separate, cook, and chill.
We chipmunks are notoriously tiny.
Check your steps. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Well, there you have it.
There you have it, folks.
We found a workaround.
We found the best PSA known to man.
The radio station tried to censor us and remove our ability to show you that PSA, but we found it on YouTube.
I'm going to be saving that PSA and playing that for Please. The rest of time. Because that is probably by far my favorite PSA.
We had actually originally planned to play that one 3 times.
But, you know, we want people to actually watch the show. Yeah, here it is.
I'm very curious what if the CD is the exact same thing.
I think it is.
I would guess that it is.
Oh, I'm not signing in. That's weird. I thought I was. Oh, well.
You're being censored.
Dude, the government. Well, not the government. More like the radio station. They're censoring me.
So we got, our PSA quota is done.
Our PSA quota is done.
You can buy Alvin and the Chipmunks on YouTube.
We can. I don't think we're allowed to just stream the entire movie of Alvin and the Chipmunks over public airwaves.
Someone told me that we should read the B-movie script for one of our podcasts. Do you think that would be allowed if we just read the whole thing?
I don't know.
What if we change the names or something?
It would be like Larry.
Yeah,
Larry J. Benson.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to get back to you. That will probably be what our next time will be. But, ladies and gentlemen, to solidify that you are, in fact, in the place that I hope you intend to be, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM at Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This was the Kyle and Charlie Show. We are your hosts, Charlie Harper and
Kyle Flatko.
All right. We thank you all for joining us for this wonderful, wonderful evening. I assume you all are in our same time zone. But thank you all for
listening. Even if you're not in our time zone, we still love you.
Yeah, we still love you. We hope you have a wonderful...
We don't discriminate on time zone.
No, we do. We're not timist. Is timist a thing?
Timist? No.
No.
That's not a word.
It isn't?
I'm 100% confident that's not a word.
All right, well, we're going to make it a word.
It's a word now.
It is our word. We do not discriminate on your time zone. But thank you all for listening. You all have a blessed rest of your evening, day, afternoon, whatever it happens to be. This was the Kyle and Charlie Show, and have a good night.
Good night.